America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. My friends, we sure need revival in this day and hour in which we live. Amen. Well, we're going to join a message again that we've been playing now, I think, for the last 2 weeks. And this message is entitled, What is Revival? But it's dealing with Psalm 85 and verse number 6, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" That word revive has several meanings, and one of the meanings is the word live. And we're talking about, oh, that the Lord would live in our hearts, and now, oh, that the Lord would live in our churches. Father, will you take the message? Use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Talking about Jesus Christ. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now, I'm going to go down these real quick. The Spirit of the Lord. Is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus in your church? What about being, oh, preacher, I just tell them what I think. Wait a minute, what about the spirit of Christianity? Do you have the spirit that Christ had when he walked on earth? Is that predominant in your church? Are you of the same mind? Do you love sinners like Jesus did? Do you have the Holy Ghost living in your church? And he said, Sardis, you don't have that. You're dead. These are the marks of it right here. And then he talked about the spirit of wisdom. The Bible said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Do you fear God in your church? Do you want wisdom from God? Preachers, we got to have God. We don't know how to run this stuff. A preacher says, I've got a 5-year plan for our church. I got some advice for you. Throw it in the trash can. Burn it before the sun rises in the morning. You don't know what God's going to do tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have plans. I let God make the plans. Amen. It is. I'm praying about things. I put something on my prayer list this morning. I ain't told my wife about it. If I did, probably scare her to death. It probably scares some of my board of directors to death here in the ministry. If I told them what I put on my prayer list this morning, probably scare them to death. And if God wants to answer it, it's fine. If God says no, it's fine. But God just might somewhere along the way say yes. You never know until you ask. My friend, let me tell you something, the spirit of wisdom. Oh, how we need wisdom in our churches. Our churches are being torn apart today by foolishness. And oh, we need God. And he said, Sardis, you're dead, but alive church, and it lives and lets God live in it, has wisdom from heaven. I hear this all the time. Churches will get without a preacher. And somebody say, well, we need to pick this man because he can do this. And we need to pick that guy because he can build a church. Let me say, there ain't a preacher alive can build a church. He may have charisma. He may know how to reach the people. You may get a crowd, but I'm talking about getting something done for God. I'm not interested so much in a crowd as I am getting something done for God. Now, wait a minute. I'm interested in the crowd. I want people to get saved. I hope 5,000 people, amen, listen to this message. I hope 1,000,000 listen to this message. I want them to. But I'm saying this to you today, that the spirit of wisdom needs to be in our churches. It'll revive us. Then the spirit of understanding. Do you know what the Bible said in Job 28:28? It said that understanding was to depart from evil. You see, you begin to understand what's right and wrong when you get the worldliness out. You see, today we do things even in the churches and it's borderline worldly and we laugh about it. We tell little jokes in the pulpit that's borderline worldly and borderline crude and we laugh about it. We think it's funny. And God said, hey, you may think you're living, but you're dead. There's a lot of stuff that killed the church. You can go in Sunday morning and kill the church a whole lot more than you can make it alive.
America.
Your foolishness. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.